Time to go again to the A Moment of Science mailbag. A listener writes, "Dear A Moment of Science, I'm no good at math, never have been. In fact, no matter how hard I try, I just have trouble working with numbers. Are there treatments or therapies that can help people like me who are allergic to math?"
Good question. And the answer is yes, or at least there may be. First, though, understand that you're not alone. Researchers estimate that something like 20% of people have some sort of math disability, which can be difficult, especially for doing well in school and on standardized tests and the like.
Now, doing math is a mental exercise, of course. Some people's brains seem hardwired to make sense of numbers. But a group of scientists at Oxford University may have found a way to help people whose brains don't take as easily to math. Among a group of 15 volunteers, they used a mild electrical current to stimulate the right hemisphere of the brains of one group during 6 2-hour sessions. Specifically, they stimulated the parietal lobe, the part of the brain linked to working with numbers. The other group was also hooked up to electrodes, but received no stimulation.
After receiving the current, the volunteers were taught symbols representing numbers and then tested on how quickly they could solve problems using the symbols. In the end, the volunteers getting the electrical stimulation performed better than the volunteers receiving none. They even did better on the test 6 months later.
Now, this single study doesn't mean that hooking up to electrodes will solve people's math difficulties. More studies are needed to strengthen the findings and to make sure that the procedure is safe.
But the study is a hopeful sign that there may, in fact, be ways to lend an electrical hand to those who struggle with math.
This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University.
I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.